Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting multiple reports from people across the UK that DEFRA, the Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, is quite literally walking around killing off people's chickens right now that they had registered. Now, this is on its face so absurdly tyrannical that I can scarcely believe it's happening at all, let alone that people might need to be told that this is absolutely part of the agenda to take away people's ability to grow their own food, and that this will clearly spread to the rest of the world. This is a global agenda. So I'm making this report to really, two things, to really, A, make sure that it's clear this is happening right now, and it's not like previous bird lockdowns in previous years, where the scope is off the charts this time, and the enforcement as well is unprecedented. And then B, to sort of ask, if you're in the UK, please leave a comment below, give us a better sense of what's going on over there, because it looks terrible, and so we'd really love to hear from a lot of you to find out just how widespread this is. I mean, this merits our discussion. So let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And just to really put this in some healthy context here, it was the 2001 foot and mouth disease where a lot of this actually started to be put in action based on the modeling of Mr. Lockdown himself, Professor Niall Ferguson from the Imperial College. That's right, the very same Professor Niall Ferguson who did the models for coronavirus that justified us all being locked down for the past year now. Now, in the 2001 foot and mouth disease outbreaks, his faulty, disastrous models, which are widely accepted to be terrible at this point, were used to justify the killing of over 6 million cattle, as it's reported here in Breitbart. But according to other reports, we see it was upwards of 12 million animals that were killed because of his disastrous modeling in 2001. Notwithstanding, somehow this guy went on to be Dr. Lockdown for the coronavirus, but let's leave that there. Importantly, tens of thousands of chickens were killed back in the 2001 because of his terrible models nonsense. And of course, it turned out, according to DEFRA's own numbers, that over 88% of those that were killed off didn't even have the disease. So it's been a complete disaster from Ferguson and from DEFRA for 20 years now. But that's all right. As a result of that faulty modeling, DEFRA, and actually across the EU, deployed some really restrictive measures that around, in the name of biosecurity, around how you can keep chickens. It is literally illegal to feed your hens or any animals on your farm kitchen scraps, which is what that's what chickens love. My chickens love the food scraps. That's the beauty of it, is they turn kitchen waste and other waste into terrific, beautiful protein and eggs for you every day. I love my chickens, and I can't believe that you're not allowed to feed them kitchen scraps. Hens are not waste disposal units, should not be fed bread at all. Well, they love bread. And then also in 2014, DEFRA announced a ban on the feeding of mealworms, which is, of course, one of the most environmentally friendly ways you could possibly consider feeding your fish in an aquaponic systems or a chicken. So DEFRA has been on this trajectory for some time. As I said, part of that is EU-wide. But now, this year, claiming that there are migratory birds flying overhead with magic bird flu poop that somehow is taking out these huge factory farms, getting infections into them, DEFRA has really upped their ante to 1984-esque levels on PCP. I don't even have words for what's going on here. For one thing, you need to register your chickens with DEFRA, and I'm sure some commenters can tell me that there are exceptions to this or whatnot, but as usual, when you register the government, when you go to them and tell them that you're about to do something, well, then there's a reason for that, right? Registration leads to confiscation or, in this case, to having your chickens killed at the whim of the government. Here's some more people noting about the new biosecurity measures right now that went into effect in early December, just exactly a month ago today. From Simon, we have four chickens, ladies and gentlemen. According to DEFRA rules, we must now keep a record of all vehicles that enter any part of our premises, keep a record for inspection of all egg movements, how many were laid, what their date, where they're going. As a result, we may stop selling our eggs a dozen a week. This is just It's too much for us. And so you can already see the effect this is having. It's affecting farmers, and they're stopping selling food. Here's another person that shares that same sentiment. The worry here, people are already giving up their chickens because they can't look after them. Now this is going to make everything worse. We now have to keep them indoors, which means we have to pay for shelters. I have to build a new barn because I have more than X chickens. And this makes a huge barrier to entry to some people who might have been thinking about starting chickens, but they don't have space now because they have to be housed indoors. You can see there's an number of things, a chain of events that this sets into motion. And of course, I just want to remind you, from that interview I did with Marjorie Wildcraft, she gave us the amazing statistic that if only 1 in 3 people would keep a few birds in their backyard, we could eliminate the factory farming egg industry overnight. That's how easy it would be. And that's why this guy, with his 4 chickens, now has to register his flock, now has to keep logs. They are keeping that from happening. You can already tell what's going on here. Factory farming is killing off the competition. They're killing off your efforts. So here's one person, and a number of the people that I've heard from are just saying, yeah, this is all crazy, and I'm just ignoring it, and I'm hoping that nothing really happens to me or my chickens. Here's another person that sort of echoes that sentiment. My chickens and I are ignoring this nonsense. My neighbor must be as well, because I can hear his birds. And, you know, that's what people have been doing. But it's not working for everybody, because indeed the enforcement is happening. And before I get to this letter, here is the bird flu outbreak. I've covered this before, but now we see what happens. It wasn't just that the birds at this factory operation were culled because of this supposed bird flu. It's that now DEFRA has the ability to walk around everywhere in Kent and say, oh yeah, you know that factory over there where they reported a bird flu outbreak? Well, because of that, we're now here to gas your chickens. And I'm not making this up. I've heard from multiple people in the area, some of whom say, I don't want to be public, but this one is one we can share with you here. A poultry farm near us in Kent had a bird flu cull. The man there said we couldn't even provide a positive test, but we didn't get one that was negative either, and apparently that's good enough for DEFRA. So, a lady that has a few pet chickens nearby was visited by DEFRA. They come in full hazmat gear, and they announce they are there to gas your chickens, because you are in the zone. She apparently put up a fet and a fight and was able to get them to leave. And right now she's just, again, you can see it's the same strategy. Let's just ignore them and hope this all blows over. But folks, we're not going back to normal. This is an all-out assault, of course, on food, but on everything. As you can see right now, our way of life is under attack from every angle. Catherine Austin Fitz just did a fantastic analysis where she said, what they're trying to do is keep you from noticing that the walls on our sides, from the financial system to the food system to the healthcare system to the political system, all of them are suddenly encroaching. A rapid surveillance state are encroaching all at the same time, and they will soon meet and weave a perfect web of surveillance and control around you. And so the system is interested in keeping you from noticing that any one of these things will soon seamlessly enjoin with the rest of them through blockchain and everything. But let's step back to this conversation. The media in the UK is not being, clearly, is not being helpful at all. Here's an example of the kind of coverage they're putting out about a farmer who is trying to comfort his chickens in their new lockdown by giving them some footballs. You can see, literally, their softball coverage here doesn't acknowledge that people are being put out of business, doesn't acknowledge that people are voluntarily stopping to sell eggs because they don't want to comply with these ridiculous DEFRA regulations, and it certainly doesn't communicate that there are DEFRA agents in hazmat gear walking around killing off your chickens. This is an assault on our food production. And it's not just limited to chickens right now. In the last couple months, the UK has also announced plans under the guise of bird flu, magic viruses falling from the sky, that they will now be openly killing parakeets, geese, crows, other crows, jays, magpies. It's open season for uncontrolled, unmonitoring culling of these creatures. Sorry, bird watchers, you're just out of luck because of bird flu. This is a change.org petition, which is almost got enough signatures. So if you're in the UK and you feel the need, go add your name to this. Let's see if it does any good. But it's an all-out assault on the biosphere right now. And it's not just, like I said, it's not just the UK. We have already seen the narrative being established by multiple mainstream propaganda sources like this one from Newsweek saying, oh, someone's getting sick because they hugged their chickens in their backyard. They keep getting salmonella poisoning. And at some point, this will be escalated from a warning to a, sorry guys, we're out of hospital beds and chickens and snuggling chickens cost 50 that you can see in the hospital. It talks about how many hospitalizations there were last year. And at some point, they'll say, we just can't afford this anymore. We're taking away your chickens. Now, again, all of this is being done. The UK is ahead of the game. They already have 95% of their poultry coming from factory farm operations. So this is just those factory farms sealing the deal on that last 5%, taking away your backyard birds, so that then they can turn around and say, gosh, these factory farms that we've stood up over here when we took away all of your chickens are actually really dirty and nasty, and there's tremendous zoonotic disease threats. Another pandemic. We've already seen those too. The next pandemic will kill off half of humanity and come from a bird farm. There's been an abundance of predictive programming around that narrative already. So once they've taken away your animals, then they'll point at the factory farms and say, shucks, we got to get rid of these things. Here is Senate Bill 3221 that was introduced last year already in the U.S. Senate to do exactly that, to outlaw factory farming by the year 2040. So you can see this time series they have set up. First, we get rid of your backyard birds. Then we say these factory farms are terrible and have to be done with. And at that point, it's game over for the meat industry, to borrow the words of Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown, who said exactly that. It's game over for the meat industry, and they just don't realize it yet. We are dead serious about making food animals obsolete by 2030. This guy gets up there and talks about how animals are bad for the environment. It's utter insanity, but of course, he doesn't have to be worrying about being held accountable because he's got the financial backing of Bill Gates, who's quite confident that he will make back all of his investment and then some on his artificial meat.
The whole reason I started this nuclear power company called TerraPower was not to make money, and I've avoided that. But although the artificial meat companies I put money into, I'm going to make more from those than I lost in the other ones. But
because it's part of the agenda. This is the great food transformation happening rapidly in front of your eyes. And they've told you, we've heard from the World Economic Forum and Rabobank's representative there that we'll never eat strawberries again because they have high CO2 emissions, but low nutrient density.
So what then, well, one thing is for sure, you will never eat strawberries anymore if you're really, so the question is.
Yeah, if you're serious about, and he sort of trails off there. If you're serious about saving the environment, if you're serious about the great food transformation, you'll never eat strawberries again. That will just be the first little bit of legislation that will come out from their Paris Agreement on food. It's astounding what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll stop there to make sure that we focus sufficiently on the poultry situation in the UK. Again, I wanted to make sure everyone knows this is actually happening, and I wanted to put out the call to hear from you. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? Will you go along with regulations like this or demands to kill off your animals if you receive said demands? We need to talk about this, and we need to prepare for the eventuality, because these people are coming for your food. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast and the information I bring, help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that. You can find them at iceagefarmer.com/support. And finally, get off YouTube if you're still on it. You can find these reports, again, on iceagefarmer.com, but also through bitchute.com/iceagefarmer or odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer. And those two sites will give you the nice notifications of new uploads and things like that. So please get off of the controlled, censored platforms as soon as possible so that we can keep this dialogue connected. Thanks for watching, folks, and thanks for spreading the word. Be well.